John Lambert's right behind you. You could say hi to John.
Hey, John.
John's a well-known blogger.
Hi. Right, yeah. How are you doing?
Fine, yeah.
What do you do here?
I'm the security test lead for Indigo.
Ooh,
and I'm sick right now.
All right. I won't get too close.
It's on the
what kinds of things do you do to make Indigo secure?
So there's two parts. One is the security features in Indigo, and the other is the penetration testing, hackerish kind of stuff. I'm involved in both, but as the security feature test lead, I work on things like authorization, or this message must be secured using blah, or encrypt, sign this, make sure it's signed. As a penetration tester, one of the things I do is source code reviews, Mike Hauer kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Threat model reviews, threat modeling, I'm involved with that as well.
Cool. Thank you very much. It's nice meeting you, too.
Yeah.
So what would be the first things you show a dev about Indigo? Like at PDC, you know, whenever there's another PDC, what are you going to be up on stage demoing?
I don't know. I just really don't know.
Okay.
Don't know. There's Doug Waugh. Doug Walter. That's okay. Definitely got
it. Don't go in there.
Not up for the whole.
All right. Thanks.
There's Ford. Ford's the...
Hello.
Ford's a PM.
Canon camera.
Well, say hello. Channel 9. Yeah. It's reality TV for Microsoft.
Oh, excellent. Caught us in the middle of triaging hot fixes for a company in, where is this company
from? Oh, CERN. Yeah. It's like the atomic research in Europe.
Where they invented the World Wide Web, where Tim Berners-Lee
worked. That's true. Yes. That's exactly what CERN is.
Yes, and they're using Windows, of course. Yeah. How could you have the web without Windows? I love that.
Exactly.
We're everywhere.
Yeah.
Thanks for coming back.
Thanks.
Geo, just close the door. He doesn't want to talk. Oh my god. The man behind WS Security, WS Trust, WS Secure Conversation, WS Federation, the one, the only, Chris Taylor.
Yo.
Do you know about this Channel 9 thing?
Yeah.
Would you like to be on Channel 9?
Sure.
I love how he said that. What's going on?
Chris has thought more about security this week than most people have thought about in 10 lifetimes. Is that an understatement?
Probably an understatement.
Oh, okay. Sorry. But notice Chris was very reluctant to disclose information to people who weren't properly authenticated. But this is Robert Scovel, so you can feel at home. You can feel safe with Robert. Robert will keep your secrets. So say whatever you want to Robert and the people out there.
Hey.
You get prior restraint on this media, too. This isn't a blog, really a blog where there's no prior restraint. There's plenty of people who are going to see this. So what do you do? You've done all the WS stuff. I can't even imagine what to ask. What would you like people to know about what you do? I see a whole bunch of, well, I don't want to talk about this, but... That's the most patent cubes I've seen in any office.
We can go upstairs. I can show you more.
Yeah. There are more than me. Mostly we think hard about making sure all the pieces fit together. You know, that's probably the most important thing, is that we're trying to make sure everything works together, and in my case is secured together, so that no one else has to.
For a developer outside of Microsoft, what are a couple things you would tell them to care about when they're building a web services system, based system?
Think about security first.
Okay, what does that mean?
Many people build their product or build a demo and then think about how to bolt security into what they've done. Instead, they should think from the beginning about how they want security to integrate and what kind of security characteristics they want, and design that in from the beginning, rather than try and glue it on at the end.
So do threat modeling, that kind of thing?
Threat modeling for sure, but I mean, the first thing is, you know, what do you care about? Do you want users authenticated? Do you want data to be confidential? What kind of requirements do you want from a security perspective? Think about that going in, and then while you're designing it, do your threat modeling as well.
Right. What are the couple mistakes that you see people making that are easy to look for? this. You know,
easy to look for.
Or easy to sense that, hey, you're going down the wrong road. Spend some time focusing on this.
People underestimate hackers all the time. Things that you may think, oh, no one will ever be able to do that, or you know, that's, you know, such a small window, are great ways for people to come in and take advantage of the system. Something that you think is an edge case is the universe to a hacker.
How does somebody become a bill manager?
I don't know. I just applied for the job.
Careers. Microsoft.com / careers.
Yeah, pretty much. No, I mean,
What kinds of skills do you need to have?
Skills. You need scripting skills, programming skills, hardware skills, software skills. I've been working at Microsoft for about 13 years, so I've got, it's all learned on the job, so I've been doing a lot of that.
Do you solder much in this line of work?
Pardon?
Do you solder much?
Do I solder much? No. No, but I do, I think I actually have a soldering iron sitting in here somewhere.
Just in case.
Hey, one of the boxes. Yeah,
that was before we switched to managed code.
Yeah, exactly. I had to solder all the objects together just to make sure it worked.
You guys are so funny.
Embedded in.
Yes.
Thanks.
Here's Shrirod. We just saw him.
Elena. What's the deliverable going to be like for Indigo?
Just a couple of DLLs.
Couple DLLs. And for Longhorn, for what kind of operating systems?
A couple DLLs for all the versions of Windows we support. Here's Alexei.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hi
there. System.uri. If you love it, it's Alexei's fault. If you don't love it, it's not his fault. He was powerless. He was forced to do all the things you hate. But all the good stuff is his.
What kinds of things are you working on for the Indigo team?
messenger guy. I have a messenger for Indigo messaging.
Okay.
So I'm working on system.net and I'm doing all these protocols, HTTP protocol, FTP protocol, caching, SSL, stuff like that.
Really serious stuff.
Yeah, sure.
What's
why asking?
What?
Why asking?
Yeah, we're for channel9.msdn.com. So we're going around meeting Microsoft employees who are working on the Indigo team. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thanks.
Great.
Don?
Yep. See you.
Don?
Yes. You wanted me to talk about system.uri, as I recall.
Yeah. Would you send me the best time?
Unit S+. Yeah, I'm going on vacation.
When?
Friday.
Guess we better schedule one for tomorrow.
Yeah,
sure. Okay.
I can just
leave.
Be here tonight.
Tonight? Yeah, sure. I'll be here tonight.
Okay. I just have to go do one thing after this.
9 p.m. Fine.
I don't need to wait that late. I can be. Are you going to come back?
No.
You're just going to be here.
Yeah.
Just let me do this, and I'm almost done. So.
Okay. You open me?
5-ish. 5-ish work?
Yep.
Okay. Great. Okay.
I can't be here at 5. So.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I could be here. 7.
7? Can you do 7?
Yeah, actually, I can probably be done quicker. Give me, like, 5 minutes?
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
Does that work for you, Chad?
Yeah, that's fine.
Cool. So we were talking about what are the deliverables? Are you allowed to say that?
Yeah, it's easy. It's a couple DLLs, config file, munging, stuff like that. We ship on Windows Longhorn, Windows XP, and Windows Server 2003. So if you're running one of those versions of Windows, Indigo works just fine. And if you're not running one of those versions of Windows, you can upgrade to one of those versions of Windows. And I'm sure we have all kinds of salespeople who will come by and help you through the upgrade process and make that as painless as humanly possible.